The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
And welcome back in for a few final thoughts. The Tennessee Department of Education has stepped in it again. One of the things that the Department of Education has had to set up under state law, it is a requirement of state law, is a pre-K and kindergarten portfolio assessment program. Now, apparently, the Tennessee Department of Education failed to set up the program appropriately, and now they've had some computer glitches that have caused them to not have the assessments of teachers done in an appropriate, timely, or accurate way, and they have apparently randomly assigned a 1 on a scale of 5 to some teachers because they couldn't figure out what to do, so they just gave them 1s. Now, this is supposedly not going to affect the teachers' retention of their job, their pay raises, or anything else, but a lot of teachers aren't really believing that. Now, Professional Educators of Tennessee, proedtn.org, has some details about this whole controversy, and you can find out more there. Meanwhile, the Tennessee Education Association, the Teachers Union, is apparently encouraging teachers, educators, to file grievances with their local school systems to try and gin up some lawsuits. They're also encouraging them to file grievances with the state when there's really no grievance procedure because these teachers are employed by their local school systems. They're not state employees. Nevertheless, the TEA is trying to stir up a controversy when there is a basis for controversy, but there may not be a basis for lawsuits and grievances and those sorts of things. The bottom line is that once again, the state of Tennessee, the Department of Education, has failed to properly do an assessment of either student progress or teacher progress, the same way that they've blown the test process year after year in recent years, costing taxpayers millions of dollars and failing to abide by the law. Well, they've done it again, where they fail to properly assess teachers. And rather than throw out the process or figure out that they've got to do a better job of explaining to teachers what they should do and how to do it so that they can meet the standards, instead they're just randomly assigning scores, assessments to teachers that are going to punish them in the process of keeping their jobs and getting pay raises. Even if the state doesn't say they're going to use those numbers, they're still going to be in the teachers' records. And there is no business, again, for the state of Tennessee to be this incompetent time and time and time again. If Candace McQueen, who's the commissioner of education in Tennessee, is not responsible, then she needs to be firing the people under her who are responsible for doing this the right way. The same way that a professional coach or a head college football coach has to at some point fire assistants if they're not getting the job done. And it's past time to do so. I'm Steve Gill. We're back again tomorrow with more.